Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who forces him off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid a goal post here in the OT. McDavid picks one back to the net. James Hyman scores! Game two to Edmonton. Final 5-4 in overtime.
The Oilers have a comeback win in every game in the playoffs. They fall behind. They win. Did it again. Up two games to none on Vegas. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate Geary is in for Joe today. Bill's rookie camp begins today. Sal Capaccio joining us at 7 o'clock to preview that. And also recap a conversation he and Matt Bove had with Bill's head coach, Sean McDermott. They have the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, and McDermott sat down with them for nearly an hour to talk about all things Bills. And in there, got some good nuggets from McDermott on, you know, his mindset, his approach, all that stuff. So we'll get some of the highlights there, and we'll talk about it with Sal. We also have the Bills rookie numbers. Everybody's got their numbers.
That's right.
I am very happy to report I don't see a bad number in the bunch. Although some positions might be immune to bad numbers, but here are your Bills rookies. Shout out the first name of who it reminds you of. Or like who you'll have to mentally say, oh, okay, that's not blank anymore. Now that's Max Hairston. Max Hairston, 31.
It's Rasul.
It is Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, it's Rasul.
Is it Jarris Bird, too?
Yeah, but first things, recency bias.
Okay. And what running back would have worn 31? Some along the way would have worn 31.
Sammy Morris?
That might be right. Here's a fun one. 37. Jordan Hancock is going to wear 37.
It's Larry Centers.
I did not hear you. I did not.
Really?
I did not have you going for Larry Centers.
Really?
No.
It was immediate.
It's not wrong. I can't think of another 37 off the top of my head for the Bills.
Is it bad that I thought of Casey Mittelstadt immediately for some reason?
You know what? Hey, he would have worn a jersey like this at the World Juniors.
Yes, he would have.
So you're going to be watching Bills games like, who made that tackle? Mittelstadt? Oh, geez, no, I gotta get out of my head. That's Jordan Hancock.
Damn it.
All right. Dorian Strong, 43. That's Terrell Bernard.
I was going to say Byron Scott.
Get ready, because Terrell Bernard switching to number 8.
Is going to be, yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Can I tell you a funny conversation I had with Joe Marino and Jerry Ostrowski on this? So we do a show on YouTube and as part of the Lockdown Bills podcast. It's Bills Squad. It's twice a week. We have like a round table. And Joe is a big numbers guy. He cares about numbers, and he's kind of saying, like, Terrell Bernard should have kept 43.
Yeah.
He's not a very big linebacker, and 8's a small number. And I half-kidding suggested, and I'm still kind of half-kidding, if Derrick Henry bursts through the hole and sees 8, doesn't he think, ooh, that's a defensive back?
Yeah, sure.
So one of the two ways this could go, Terrell Bernard is trying to lure players into thinking he's a DB and then making the play, or you know, he's not the biggest linebacker, but anyway, get ready for Terrell Bernard to be wearing number 8.
I thought that 43 was barely a linebacker number, but.
Well, Dorian Strong is going to wear it now. Chase Lunt, 77. I don't know.
I do. Why can't I think of his
Jamie
name?
Jamie Nails. No, he was 74.
Who was the guard?
Dolphin.
Yeah. Who was the guard the Bills drafted, then traded to Cleveland? He became an All-Pro. Miles Teller.
Wyatt Teller. Miles Teller's
yes,
an actor.
Yes, the actor. Yes. So Wyatt Teller, 77.
Jamie Nails was 74.
77.
Caden Prather.
Okay.
81. Peerless Price.
Yeah.
Somebody's worn it since Peerless, right?
T.O.
All right. It's the second time in 36 minutes
that we've dropped T.O.
has been
the show.
Forgotten and yep. then dropped. Caden Prather, 81. The tight end, Jackson Hawes, 85.
Jay Reimersma.
Oh. Wrong answer.
Okay.
It's not wrong, but it's a wrong answer. That's Lee Smith.
Come on. All right. I mean,
that's
yeah.
the perfect tribute.
I guess.
Jackson Hawes, yes. the best blocking tight end.
That is a good point. It's a good tribute.
That's Lee Smith.
That guy gets history.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then T.J. Sanders. I've got a couple more. T.J. Sanders, 98.
Star Lotulele or Latulele. Just really depends on how you want to say it.
Deion Walker, the Bills' fourth-round defensive tackle, 96.
96. Like, that feels like an obscure number.
Is it like Quentin Jefferson? I don't know. Who's wearing 96? All-time Bills, 96. Boogie Basham.
Thinking of a linebacker. Posey?
Jeff Posey.
Jeff Posey, I'm pretty sure was 96.
You're going for Jeff Posey. That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct, yes. Also would have accepted John DiGiorgio.
Sure.
For a little bit of time. Leon Seals is a good answer here for Bill.
Leon Seals a fantastic answer.
Yes. Terrell Troop.
Jeff
briefly.
Posey.
And then Landon Jackson, 94.
Oh, well, Mario.
And Schoble. Listen.
I think it should be Schoble that you think of.
Jackson wearing 94 is a good.
There's some good history.
That number has produced off the edge for the Bills.
Yes, it has.
So Landon Jackson, 94. Those are your Bills rookie numbers. What's Elijah Moore? I didn't see Elijah Moore.
18.
Peyton Manning. Not for the Bills, but.
Right.
18 was Donald Jones.
Donald Jones, most recently Amari Cooper.
Right. Okay.
18. Kyle Orton. That's the one. Kyle Orton.
There's your numbers. Bills rookie camp rolling from One Bills Drive today.
You're gonna go find some video, right? I mean, you're gonna.
Of what?
A mini camp. Do you do that? Like, you get out of here, you go home. You're on the laptop. You're like, well, Bills minicamp. Let's go see if we can go on the Bills website and see if they've got video.
Whatever they show,
I just want to watch. The thing I'm most excited to watch is I'd like to see the functional speed of Hairston. I want to see what it looks like amongst the rest of the rookies. I just want to see if it really stands out to me.
Well, that's interesting because on the Bills embedded, this has happened before where the Bills are joking or flat out, in this case, telling a player, I hope you don't run that fast, because if you run fast, we can't get you. That was famously Gabe Davis. They hoped he ran a slow time so they could sneak him through in the draft, and they ultimately got him. So with Hairston's speed, that conversation I just referenced with Joe Marino and Jerry O, in that conversation, a phrase came up called speed arrogance, where maybe you remember Josh Allen has arm arrogance. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. He knows he can get away with things. He can try things that others maybe can't. And that was...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Referenced for Hairston, speed arrogance, the kind of guy that can maybe leave a little space knowing he can close that space.
Yeah.
And if he's a guy that can make plays on the ball, you know, if you're it's funny, Nate, you know how this works. If you're too good of a cover corner, they'll never throw it at you. And if you want to get the ball, if you want to get takeaways, you need throws on your side. So you kind of, in some cases, of course, would have to bait quarterbacks into thinking they can make that throw. So speed arrogance as a compliment to Hairston. And one of the plays I remember, speaking of him, of course, was the play. He makes a play on an Isaiah Bond deep over kind of route where he loses Bond and then makes up ground.
Yeah.
And Bond, of course, is a speedster himself. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he fits in. This defense, listen, this defense is going to have high expectations, as it should. As it should. McDermott's, you know, kind of, or Bean's kind of rebuilt it for McDermott. And, you know, as we go through those numbers, those are defensive ends and tackles and cornerbacks. Got a lot of youth on that unit. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is just, you know, kind of free-for-all Friday. Sal coming up.
Free-for-all Friday.
Free-for-all Friday.
Love that.
Sal coming up top of the hour. The NFL schedule release is Wednesday, and yesterday the NFL put out a release about the timeline for the schedule release.
Yep.
This is the schedule of the schedule release.
They did that during the draft, too. The reveal of the schedule reveal.
Yes.
When they will reveal the reveal.
So ahead of the, this is what it reads at NFL.com. Ahead of the release of the schedule, the league's broadcast partners will announce select games on the following days. Here's the first question. When do we find our first Bills game? Monday, May 12th, NBC makes an announcement on the Today Show. Fox makes an announcement, and Prime Video makes an announcement. I really think there's only one spot for that one, and that's Prime. Because NBC will be the Thursday night kickoff game.
Yep.
It'll be Eagles and someone at home, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Then Fox will be what? Week 7, it's the Cowboys and the...
Yep.
Or something. Prime Video, May 12th, that's the first Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And that could definitely be the Bills. That could be the Bills. They did it where they were an early Thursday night game. Was that last year?
Was it the Jags?
I thought they played Miami on a Thursday early last year.
Home.
But they were on a Thursday early at one point recently. Week two against Miami. Maybe that's 2 years ago they did that.
Okay. It was in Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, because it wasn't here.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. So that, I think the earliest we can learn about a Bills game
is Monday.
Would be there.
Yeah. And in, on Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. It was last year.
It was. So that was home then.
It was.
Because they played early. They flipped.
It was in Miami. The Bills open with the Cardinals, 34-28. They win that game. They go to Miami. Remember, they pick off Tua. Jamarcus Ingram had a pick six.
Yes.
They win in Miami, yes. 31-10. They run all over the Dolphins. So, you know what? I'm taking it back. They're not opening on Prime. They're not opening on Thursday Night Football.
They're not going to do it 2 years in a row.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That was last year. So those are the first three.
They throw a New England game in there early.
That's right. They could. ESPN on Tuesday. We find out some of ESPN's schedule on Good Morning America. And then on CBS mornings, we find out some of CBS's. And on Netflix on Wednesday, May 14th, we find out some of Netflix. So the full schedule comes out at night, but we're going to have, you know, 15 to 20% of it by the time that reveal actually comes out.
I'm expecting a flip of the script a little bit. Do you remember the last time the Bills would have played New England early in the season?
Oh, boy.
It feels like probably the last 5 years minimum.
It's late.
It's like Their two matchups are the last two of the last 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah. Well, I can give you this answer. The last time the Bills played New England before,
like, October.
Yeah. In 2023, they played in October. And before that, we're going back to, it's 2019 where they play before October, before November.
It's been a while.
Yeah, they usually play New England late.
Yes.
I mean,
usually it's two December games. I think that's going to flip.
Yeah.
I think they're more relevant.
Play New England sooner.
Yes. That could be their division, like early primetime division game. Who has more primetime games this year, New England or Miami?
That's a great question. Probably Miami.
Probably Miami. But I could easily make you a case. How much, I don't know if Sales ever asked Mike North this, but how much does what they could be versus who they were last year play into the relevancy meter?
That's a good question. We can ask Sal at the top of the hour how he asks that to Mike North. But my answer to that would be, could be and market size equals you're getting prime time. That's how Chicago got a million primetime games.
And they always get
And they
prime
still
time.
Will yeah. this year, yes, too, right? Will. Won't they it be another have, example of who
they will have the tied for the most primetime games.
It'll be who they could be.
Yep.
Again.
That will always be them, though.
But now they have a coach and they have a quarterback and they have the talent to match it. Like, they should be interesting to exciting. I mean, Ben Johnson from Matt Eberflus is a pretty big deal.
Yes.
But New England, are you ready to pick New England to finish second in the division?
Yes.
I am too.
I just because I am picking them as second, I think to me is more of an indictment of the rest of the division and not how close I think they are to the Bills.
Miami looks like they're as close to falling apart as they could be. The Jets are going to be plucky, but I don't expect the Jets to be very good.
The Dolphins are a flagrant match lighting away from implosion.
Yes, I agree.
Like, they are.
They might trade Tyreek Hill. They might trade Jalen Ramsey still. Yeah, their draft
even without that, even without those potentials, I think that, like, they're a 0-3 start from pure meltdown. I kind of hope they're on Hard Knocks. That would be good.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us.
When do they announce who's on Hard Knocks?
That's a good question. I don't know.
This year, the Bills are eligible. They changed the eligibility requirements. I don't think the Bills would get it, but.
Well, let me tell you, the Bills definitely do not want it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe they do. Hey, they have some top brass that has been doing a lot of media, so maybe they do want it. Maybe not. Tough guess.
Don't think they're shy of that spotlight.
But they probably don't want it.
No.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Sal, top of the hour on Rookie Camp and his conversation with Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. We'll get Sal's thoughts on that. It's Jeremy and Joe, Nate in for Joe here today on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.